News of the Church and Comment. Protecting Family Finances by Avoiding Fraud by Carrie-Anne Salisbury, Church Magazines. Editor's Note. In February 2008, the First Presidency issued a letter to church members warning against becoming entangled in fraudulent investments. The following article explores some of the common warning signs of fraud. As a young college graduate, Marshall Romney knew very little about investing when he became interested in the money market. After talking with co-workers who were making a profit through gold and silver investments, Brother Romney decided this was the investment for him. He bought a bag of coins, arranged to store the coins with a company he purchased them from, and later used a bank loan to buy more bags. Unfortunately, the value of the coins stopped going up and started going down. In addition to getting into debt, Brother Romney discovered the company he invested in had disappeared. They had exploited their customers by selling non-existent bags of gold, which they conveniently offered to store in their secure warehouse. Brother Romney was a victim of fraud. Like many profiting from investment schemes, this company had capitalized on what was a very hot market at the time, but swindlers won't stop there. Brother Romney, now a professor at Brigham Young University with a research specialty in fraud, said cases of fraud are becoming more common and are a concern for everyone, including church members. Today, investment fraud comes in all shapes and sizes, but many share similar characteristics that should raise suspicion, he said. While any investment holds some level of risk, schemes designed to deceive will often demonstrate a sense of urgency, propose a guaranteed profit with little risk, or persuade by using well-known referrals. Sense of urgency. An opportunity that requires an immediate response is typically a clear sign of fraud. Someone trying to sell an opportunity may try to persuade by saying it's the chance of a lifetime, or only a certain number can participate. But the need for a quick decision means there is little or no time to think about the commitment or to check the background of the investment. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles emphasized the importance of carefully evaluating financial decisions in a 1987 General Conference address. There are no shortcuts to financial security, Elder Ballard said. Do not trust your money to others without a thorough evaluation of any proposed investment. Our people have lost far too much money by trusting their assets to others. In my judgment, we will never have balance in our lives unless our finances are securely under control. From Keeping Life's Demands in Balance, Ensign May 1987, page 13. Fraudsters will try to create a sense of urgency to encourage investors to jump in before various concerns or anxieties can settle. It is important to take the time to carefully consider each aspect of the decision. A quality investment opportunity will be around long enough to allow the time needed to fully contemplate the options. Guaranteed profit, little risk. Who could turn down an investment opportunity with virtually no risk and guaranteed profit? It almost seems too good to be true. And according to Brian Sudweeks, an associate professor of finance at Brigham Young University, it probably is. No one can promise a consistently high specific rate of return, and there are no get-rich-quick schemes that work on a consistent basis, Brother Sudweek said. Guaranteed high returns are never guaranteed or high, but promoters will often propose such ideas, appealing to the desire to see a fast return and immediate profit. Brother Sudweeks encourages potential investors to apply two important principles to any investment decision. First, know what you invest in and whom you invest with, he said. Second, invest only with high-quality individuals and institutions. Often a scheme continues to operate simply because investors don't know what they are investing in, only that they see a return. As new investors contribute money, those funds go to pay previous investors, creating a never-ending shuffling of money that eventually collapses. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles explained in a general conference address in 2004 that members sometimes get caught in notions of greed or selfishness that can lead to unwise and foolish financial practices. Brothers and sisters, beware of covetousness, he said. It is one of the great afflictions of these latter days. It creates greed and resentment. Often it leads to bondage, heartbreak, and crushing, grinding debt. From Earthly Debts, Heavenly Debts, Leah Hona, May 2004, page 40. Well-known referrals. Most individuals are more likely to participate in an investment opportunity if they know their sister, home teacher, neighbor, or co-worker is also participating. Promoters will often use these examples to appeal to and build some level of trust. While it may or may not be true that these friends and acquaintances are involved, investors cannot responsibly respond to this elevated form of peer pressure. A lot of people don't understand the proper principles of investments and don't want to take the time to research and investigate something, Brother Romney said. Instead, they rely on the fact that someone else has investigated it. When they hear the names of people they know, they automatically assume the research has been done. With a countless number of fraud schemes come just as many types of fraudsters. While terms such as swindler or scammer may bring a stereotypical image to mind, there are no set characteristics of someone promoting fraudulent investments. In fact, they may be typical acquaintances from work or church, family members or close friends, and they may not even know the depth of what they are involved in. Ask yourself if you are interested solely because you know someone else involved, Brother Romney said. If this is the case, perhaps take a step back and really look into the background of the investment. No matter how trustworthy the source seems, potential investors should never make a decision based solely on the advice of others. Avoiding fraud. As investment fraud becomes increasingly common, church leaders have offered counsel to avoid unwise investments and stay out of debt. We again urge our people to avoid unnecessary debt, to be modest in the financial obligations which they undertake, to set aside some cash against an emergency, said President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008, in a general conference address in 2003. We warn our people against get-rich schemes and other entanglements which are nearly always designed to trap the gullible. From The Condition of the Church, Leah Hona, May 2003, page 4. In February 2008, the First Presidency issued a letter to general and local leaders in the United States and Canada with a message to be prudent in managing financial affairs. They offered concern about individuals who may use relationships of trust to promote risky schemes and shared sound financial principles to manage risk. First, avoid unnecessary debt, especially consumer debt. Second, before investing, seek advice from a qualified and licensed financial advisor. And third, be wise. Resources exploring the basics of family finances are available on the church's website, providentliving.org. The site features an online financial course, references to talks from church leaders, lesson materials, and access to additional resource material. New mission presidents now in place. Accepting assignments from the First Presidency, 124 new mission presidents began serving on or around July 1, 2008. The missions and their respective new presidents are Mission, Alaska Anchorage, New Mission President, Alan Roy Dance. Mission, Albania, Tirana. New Mission President, John Martin Neal. Argentina, Buenos Aires West. New Mission President, Everett Wade Benton. Argentina, Mendoza, James Blaine Lindau. Argentina, Resistencia, Jorge Luis del Castillo. Argentina, Rosario, Jorge Marcial Villalba. Argentina, Salta Dan Northcutt. Arizona, Phoenix, Paul Sherman Beck. Arizona, Tucson, Wesley Paul Walker. Arkansas, Little Rock, Robert Wyman Drews. Baltic, Douglas Leon Dance. Bolivia, Cochabamba, Miguel Angel Tenorio Dominguez. Brazil, Brasilia, Gelson Pizarrone. Brazil, Florianopolis, Walter Guedes Queiroz Jr. Brazil, Fortaleza, Alan Charles Batt. Brazil, Maceo, Gary Ray Bainon. Brazil, Manaus, David Woodward Jamie. Brazil, Recife, Mario Helio Emmerich. Brazil, Ray Barão Preto, Ricardo Vieira. Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, Antonio Cayul Machado Bezerra. Brazil, Rio de Janeiro North, Scott Warren Pickett. Brazil, Salvador, Carlos Roberto Toledo. Brazil, Sao Paulo, Interlagos, Christopher George Jackson. Brazil, Sao Paulo North, Jeffrey Lynn Cooley. Brazil, Sao Paulo South, Stephen Darrow Richardson. California, Anaheim, Stephen Bennett Watraus. California, Arcadia, Oscar Arthur Pike. California, Fresno, John Arthur Gonzalez. California, Riverside, Melvin Kemp Reeves. California, Roseville, Mark James Pendleton. California, Sacramento, James Stewart Jardine. California, San Diego, Lee Leonard Donaldson. California, San Jose, Eric Michael Jackson. California, Ventura, Wayne Dale Murray. Canada, Toronto East, Chris Allen Iyer. Canada, Vancouver, Kent Kruger Nelson. Cape Verde, Praia, Joselito Medina Costa Neves. Chile, Concepcion South, Joe Neil Swenson. Chile, Osorno, Kenneth David Lovell. Chile, Santiago North, Michael Edward May. Columbia, Cali, Edgar Nain, Bolivar Ferrero. Colorado, Colorado Springs, Brian Loyal File. Colorado, Denver North, Gary Gale Ely. Connecticut, Hartford, Hugh Gary Pearson. Cote d'Ivoire, Abidjan, Yapo Ecayo. Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo East, Guillermo Arturo Antavillo Rojas. Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo West, Juan Evangelista Almonte. Ecuador, Guayaquil North, Jose Wilson Gamboa Galvez. Ecuador, Quito, Timothy Quinn Sloan. El Salvador, San Salvador East, Alex Moroni Perez Yulin. El Salvador, San Salvador West, Belize Alejandro Lopez Mota. England, Manchester, David John Bullock. Fiji, Suva, William Orville Osler. Finland, Helsinki, David Blaine Brown. Florida, Fort Lauderdale, J. Nathan Hale. France, Paris, Don Hansen Staley. France, Toulouse, Michael Joseph Jules Carter. Georgia, Atlanta North, Stephen Douglas King. Georgia, Macon, Mark Oliver Bowman. Germany, Frankfurt, Kevin John Ninau. Germany, Munich, Austria, Robert Gideon Conde. Ghana, Accra, Byron Lindsay Smith. Ghana, Cape Coast, Melvin Burns Sabe. Guatemala, Guatemala City Central, Richard Allen Baldwin Jr. Guatemala, Guatemala City North, David Jamie Torres Rodriguez. Guatemala, Guatemala City South, Herbert Edgardo Alvarado Renderos. Guatemala, Quetzaltenango, Ramon Dario Lorenzana Reyes. Honduras, Tegucigalpa, Luis Gerardo Cheverai Madrigal. Japan, Hiroshima, Yoshiaki Isa. Japan, Kobe, William Arthur McIntyre Jr. Japan, Sapporo, Lee Alfred Daniels. Japan, Sendai, Reed Tadioka. Kentucky, Louisville, Stephen George Glenn. Korea, Busan, Kenneth Wayne Jennings Jr. Louisiana, Baton Rouge, William George Woods. Mexico, Mexico City North, Daryl Nancolas. Mexico, Osaka, Leobardo de la Cruz Rosales. Mexico, Puebla, Stephen Glenn Rex. Mexico, Tijuana, Robert Hernan Hine. Mexico, Torreon, Bruce Richard Clark. Mexico, Tuxtla Gutierrez, Guillermo Velasco Coronado. Mexico, Veracruz, J. Peter Hansen. Michigan, Lansing, Mark DeClos Jones. Minnesota, Minneapolis, Mark Douglas Howell. Missouri, Independence, George Johann William Van Komen. Nevada, Las Vegas, Peter Kevin Christensen. New Jersey, Morristown, A. Lee Barr. New Zealand, Auckland, Benson Lee Porter. New Zealand, Wellington, Clive Richard Jolliffe. Nigeria, Enugu, Jerry Reed Bogus. Nigeria, Lagos East, Spencer Benyon Jones. Nigeria, Lagos West, Gary Leslie Neuter. Ohio, Columbus, Robert Forrest Jensen. Oregon, Eugene, Thomas William McDonald. Oregon, Portland, Timothy John Deitches. Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Lane Alma Summerhays. Peru, Lima East, Juan Augusto Leva Posse. Philippines, Angeles, Rudy Bert Pusey. Philippines, Cebu, Daryl Park Hansen. Philippines, Davao, Jaira Cinco Perez. Philippines, Manila, Mark James Howard. Philippines, Alangapo, Dave Advaincula Aquino. Philippines, San Pablo, Richard Edwin Anderson. Philippines, Tacloban, Edwin Valencia Mallet. Romania, Bucharest, James Scott Lundberg. Russia, St. Petersburg, Gennady Nikovaelich Podvodov. Samoa, Apia, Otto Vincent Halleck Jr. Slovenia, Croatia, David Henry Hill. South Africa, Cape Town, Randall K. Probst. South Africa, Johannesburg, David Edward Poulsen. South Carolina, Columbia, Stephen Lowell McConkie. Sweden, Stockholm, Larry Ernest Anderson. Tahiti, Papeete, Matthew Artell Smith. Tennessee, Knoxville, James Erman Griffin. Tennessee, Nashville, Gary Lynn Hutchings. Texas, Dallas, Barry Morgan Smith. Texas, Houston, Todd Bailey Hansen. Texas, Houston East, Dan Edward Moldenhauer. Texas, Lubbock, John Lee Robeson. Ukraine, Donetsk, Timothy Lee Fry. Ukraine, Kiev, Lane Oren Steinagel. Venezuela, Caracas, Freddy Valentin Herrera Molina. Washington, Tacoma, Harvey Kent Bowen. West Virginia, Charleston, Michael William Thornock. Around the Church. Saints in Spain celebrate church history. Church members in Spain will hold an extended celebration from October 2008 through May 2009 to commemorate the official recognition of the church in October 1968 and the dedication of Spain for the preaching of the gospel. Organizers intend to involve the community through open houses and service projects. On May 20, 1969, Elder Marion G. Romney dedicated Spain for the preaching of the gospel. A month later, the first missionaries in more than 30 years arrived. Missionary attempts in 1932 failed because of restrictive laws. By 1975, 17 branches operated in Spain. The Madrid, Spain stake was formed in 1982, followed by 8 additional stakes, and the 1999 dedication of the Madrid, Spain Temple. More than 41,000 members reside in the country. Quebec Saints celebrate city's birthday. Latter-day Saints in Quebec City, the capital city of Canada's Quebec province, will join in the celebration of the city's 400th birthday in July and plan to welcome visitors to a handful of their own commemorative events, including a performance by a dance company from Brigham Young University, Idaho. Established as a fur trading post in 1608, Quebec City helped produce explorers influential in the exploration of North America, including parts of Utah. The journals and reports of explorers from the St. Lawrence Valley, such as Étienne Provost, 1785-1850, namesake of Provost City, and Peter Skeen Ogden, 1794-1854, namesake of Ogden City, helped prepare the way for the Mormon exodus to the Rocky Mountains. Osmond's to be honored at Pioneer Day Concert. July's Pioneer Day Concerts in the Conference Center will feature not only America's choir, but also America's favorite family. The Osmond family, including the Osmond brothers, Donnie and Marie and Jimmy, will perform with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and orchestra at Temple Square. The members of this wonderful musical family are true pioneers, not only as Latter-day Saints in the entertainment business, but also as landmark recording and performing artists, said Mac Wilberg, director of the choir. The concerts on July 25th and 26th, 2008, will pay tribute to the Osmonds' 50-year legacy, which includes 142 albums, with more than 100 million copies sold, and 51 gold and platinum recordings. The concert will also feature traditional favorites. Go to www.lds.org/events for information. Church responds to Myanmar disaster. With death toll estimates reaching 100,000 in Myanmar's Irrawaddy Delta region, the church responded quickly to the disaster caused by the cyclone Nargis on May 2nd and 3rd, 2008. Partnering with Atlanta-based CARE International, a non-governmental organization, the church's initial response included a large donation for purchasing clean drinking water, tarps, blankets, basic food items, and medical equipment. The items were purchased by CARE International in Myanmar or in nearby countries for distribution to victims. A week later, the church sent 142,000 pounds of emergency relief supplies by plane, some 13,000 first aid kits, along with hygiene kits, tarps, blankets, food, and medical equipment, were sent to Bangkok, Thailand, where CARE made arrangements to deliver the supplies to Myanmar hospitals and clinics. Family History News. Genealogy Guides Aid in Research. FamilySearch.org has added England and Scotland to its online collection of finding records of your ancestors' genealogy guides. The free downloadable workbooks explain each step of the research process and include important websites, search tips, and information on how to find and use different records. The series includes Denmark, Finland, France, Iceland, Italy, Mexico, Norway, and Sweden guides. The guides are currently available in English. The Mexico guide is also available in Spanish. There is also a guide for those searching for African American ancestors. Access these and other helps at FamilySearch.org. Click the Search tab, then Research Helps. Family Search website enhanced by Family Link. A partnership with FamilyLink.com will improve navigation on FamilySearch.org, reduce research time, and allow major search engines to comb the church's Family History Library catalog. The new web elements provided by FamilyLink.com will allow users to link directly to other sources, post comments, and make contributions, such as adding missing information to a source. Some of the enhancements will be implemented in 2008. Family Search provides access to British soldiers, seamen. Family Search is teaming with a United Kingdom family history website to provide online access to records of deceased British soldiers and seamen dating back as far as the 18th century. FindMyPast.com and Family Search receive licenses to digitize the Chelsea Pensioners Retired Soldiers records from 1760 to 1914. Another project will make available British merchant seamen's records from 1835 to 1941. Many of the 20th century records will include photographs of sailors and personal details of naval voyages. U.S. Civil War and 1860 census records come to Family Search. Footnote.com has granted permission for Family Search to publish Civil War pension indexes and the 1860 U.S. Census, which includes some slave ownership information. The files usually include a soldier's full name, rank, and company. Though the war ended in 1865, the pension index extends to veterans who served between 1861 and 1917. Users will be able to search segments of the collections as they are uploaded to pilot.familysearch.org/records-search. Resources for family history leaders available online. New training resources for priesthood leaders who oversee temple and family history work are now available on LDS.org. These resources include interactive lessons designed to help leaders direct family history efforts. Additionally, the Administrative Guide for Family History, which supplements the Church Handbook of Instructions, is now available in 19 languages. These resources can be found at LDS.org by following links from Serving in the Church to Family History and then to Priesthood Leadership of Family History. Comment: Inspiring Prophetic Messages. I have been traveling for a long time. As a result, many aspects of my life have not been constant. Then I arrived at a friend's home in the United States who was a member of the church. There was a copy of the Ensign there. I picked it up and read the message from President Thomas S. Monson. This message changed my heart. I have shared it with many others, and it has touched their hearts as well. It is light and inspiration to me and for our time. Maria Hessenauer, England. Sacred Words. I just wanted to thank you for publishing the wonderful story, Sacred Words by Edwin Smith, in the April 2008 Ensign. I was so touched to read it. I, too, had a micropreemie born at the same gestation and close to the same weight as Annie. It has not been an easy road. There are not a lot of these babies who survive, so it was heartwarming. Thank you. Christy Christofferson, California. First Presidency Cover. During a home teaching visit last evening, we all agreed that the photograph of the First Presidency on the cover of the April 2008 Ensign is a true keeper. It is, I believe, both refreshing and important to see our leaders in such a natural situation. Thank you so much for all your efforts on behalf of the church and the work. Richard L. Godfrey, Utah. Journal Keeping. I enjoyed reading the article in the April 2008 Ensign titled My Journal, My Testimony by Sally Hollinger. I have kept a journal since I turned 12 in 1977. My very first journal was a notebook that I received at a Young Women New Beginnings night at church. At first, I didn't keep up with my writing. In fact, I misplaced my journal and couldn't find it for 3 months. But after that, I was determined to write in it as often as I could. I don't have as many journals as Sally has, but I too have come to value deeply my journals and all that is in them. I can go back to any day of the year and see what I was thinking about and doing and saying, and what other people were doing and saying, and remember some of the important events in my life. Thank you very much. Keep up the wonderful stories that you share with us, your readers. Genevieve Berthia, Oregon. End of News of the Church and Comment. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for July 2008. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Bruce Newbold, Lloyd Newell, Charlene Stewart, Allison Jensen, Cindy Pedersen, Michelle Visaraga, Dwayne Case, Scott Tippetts, and David Shaw. June 2007.